rap or pop would be more exciting, but then my life would be in danger. So, like, I'm going to say actor pop.
Like, the names that's coming to my mind are not names that I will... Tito. I don't want to meet Tito.
Can I do an honorable mention?
Yeah.
Left Eye.
I was going to say DMX.
I was going to say Shaq.
Shaq!
Can you imagine that?
So get up, Shaq!
Get on my motherfucking get on my face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shaquoia D.
Bad Mind Breeze Intent Ear.
It's your humble friend, Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area. If this is your first time here, and if it is not, welcome back. This is a podcast where we like to break down the fabrics of life because everything isn't always black and white. We love to have conversations about regular life from a creator's perspective. In layman's terms, that means we like to talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be movies. It could be music. It could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we just love to bring you guys in on them. How y'all feeling today?
Good. Sensational.
Oh.
Spectacular. Hopefully you're doing magnificent as well.
I'm doing marvelous. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was supposed to actually make some tea for myself before we came up here, but I forgot. That would have made me feel a lot better because I'm a little cold right now. But how y'all... Oh, I already asked how y'all doing. What are we talking about today? I don't know who has the topic.
I can do it. So today... the backstory first of that. It's fine. So today we are talking about top fives. Now, for me, I got tired of doing regular top fives, right? So I wanted to do some uncommon top fives.
What is that?
So for me, I was going to say top five dead or alive, like people that you would spend an entire day with.
Okay.
That's one of them that I have. So do you guys want to go or do you want me to keep listing all of the ones that I came up with?
I feel like you could start with this one.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. So, top five dead or alive people that I would like to spend the day with. A part of me wants to break it up into categories, but off the first five I would do, I would want to hang out with Prince because, I mean, I heard he was magical. people would be talking about he floating in the rooms. I just want to see what he would do in a day, like just in his regular day to day. I feel like that would be cool. I wanted to say Michael, but I feel like if I hang out with Prince, I would kind of get an idea of what it would be like to hang out with Michael, but maybe I wouldn't.
They like opposites, though.
They say Michael Jackson magical. When you say magical, I saw a unicorn.
Yeah, they never did. They never said, at least I haven't heard as many stories. Like, I know when Prince passed, like, the amount of magical stories that they talked about with Prince, it just was like, you know, let's wonder what that guy be doing. So Prince, I had... I would hang out with Prince. I would hang out with for an entire day. Hold on. Who else did I have? It's gonna be very weird. Ryan Reynolds, just because I think he's hilarious.
That's not weird.
If you're looking at the five people that I'm
together. Oh, you mean the whole like yeah. All of them? Okay.
Who else? I would want to say Quincy, but I would want to say Quincy when he was younger.
Hmm.
Cause I feel like he don't be out
Quincy
and about
with the music sheet.
Yeah. But I feel like he's not out and about. I'm just taking a guess. He's probably not out and about as much as he used to be. So mm-hmm. I think that would have been a fun time. Who else? I'm gonna say for some knowledge, I'll hang out with Maya Angelou for a day. That would be cool. And then Just for adventure's sake, probably not the best, but I say Pac, but depending on what time period, because he was living a wild life.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, those are the files that I got right now.
Actor Pac or
art school Pac?
Yeah, art school Pac or rapper Pac.
So rapper Pac would be more exciting, but then my life would be in danger. So, like, I'm going to say actor Pac, because I think that would be cool.
Okay.
But just off of, those are the first five that I came up with off the top of my head right now. I'm just curious who you guys would hang out with. Yeah.
Okay, so
I told y'all you wasn't gonna be ready for it.
You took some of mine. Okay. So I was gonna say Michael Jackson. And then I was gonna say Prince. Okay. So I wanna hang out with Michael Jackson. I would wanna hang out with Jasmine Sullivan because I wanna get, I don't know, like, how should we writing these songs like this? Like, I just need to know. And she could teach me how to do some runs and stuff and all that stuff. So, that'll be cool. Who else? I think I would want to hang out with Tina Marie. That name just came in my head.
I didn't see that one coming at all.
Because, I mean, I love her as a songwriter, but also, like, she was dating Rick James. Like, I just want to know.
I just thought of somebody else I could have put on there, but go ahead.
Okay. I want to know, like, what that was like and, like, what life was like back then, because, yeah, that's an interesting match. So that's three. Who else would I want to hang out with? Said dead or alive. Mm-hmm. Top five. I would want to hang out with Erykah Badu for a day.
Miss Erica. Forgot.
Yeah. I would definitely want to hang out with Erykah Badu for a day. I feel like that would be the most interesting day.
I think ever. I got one better for you, but I'm gonna let you finish.
And then, okay, I got one more. Who would I want to hang out with? And this is about to sound so random, but this is the only name that just popped in my head. Is Mansa Musa.
That's good. I didn't go that far back.
I wanna see, like, I guess how he got all his wealth and all of that. Just hear about his life and his story, get some tips. Some wealth building tips. And yeah, I think that'll be it. So yeah, that's my five. I don't fully remember Michael Jackson, Jasmine Sullivan, Tina Marie,
Erykah Badu,
and Mansa Musa. Okay, yeah.
My five.
I was like, is there something on his hand?
No Order. Bob Marley.
That's good. Oh, that's Bob. Good. Yeah, Ryan might have to get about it. Y'all got some good people on there.
Yeah. He only named one.
Y'all got some good people. Yeah, I was like, I'm at the tray. All right, it's going good. I'm sorry.
Bob Marley. Neville Goddard.
Okay, all right. I see where you're going. Y'all, you going to inspirational people. All right.
Free.
Like from like one six apart.
Oh, okay. I thought she was like, I mean, freeway. No, listen, freeway? I got the hood on smash. That's all I'm saying.
I just gotta what? Why free?
I don't know.
That all right, that's fine.
I always wanted to meet free.
All right, that's fine.
Childhood thing.
Yeah, okay, childhood crush or something. Okay,
maybe probably.
I mean, that's fine. That just wasn't on my Bob Marley. To free, yeah, you had one more in between.
Neville Goddard
to free. I would have just never guessed that free was on there, but it's cool. I'm interested.
Who else? If it's a group, could I?
You can do a group. I'll let you do a group. I'll let him do a group.
Kids Next Door. That don't count.
The cartoon.
Cartoon.
You want to?
I said top five dead or alive.
Oh, there it is.
Not animated.
Yeah, we can get to the animated. This is why I said it's uncommon top five.
I got somebody else that I want to add to
so,
my list too.
Who I say?
Honorable.
Bob Marley. Neville Goddard.
Free.
I'll take Erykah Badu, or if somebody else.
You can still use them.
Boo.
All right. Get your own top five.
You can use her. It's fine.
Nah, you can have her.
She already on my list. It's solidified over here. Okay.
All right. So I got two more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Two more. The name that come to mind is Who are people that I want to hang out with? Wait, it's like hang out with for a day?
Yeah. Just for an entire day.
Jim Rohn.
All right, sorry. Like, sorry. Golden. Free got to go.
I was sitting there like, free?
These names.
Yeah, I'm okay.
It's a slippery slope. Love
Free. Hope she's doing great. But.
Me too.
He's like, I just wanted to sit with her for an hour, not a whole day.
That's what I said, a whole day. I would just... Oh, you say you're free. I was like, why not AJ? I mean, why not Tinder? You know, I mean, I guess I get it, but why specifically free? Anyway.
Let's see. Bob Marley. I love Neville free. Goddard.
So now you got three.
Now I got three. Only names that's coming in my mind are Nipsey is one.
Oh, Nipsey. Yeah, that's what I was.
That's a cool one.
That's a part of my serious top five.
Like, the names that's coming to my mind are not names that I will... Tito! I don't want to meet Tito, but I just ask him, how is it? Like, how is it?
Yeah, how's it being Michael's brother?
Yeah, I mean, Tito might be a good person to meet.
I'm not mad at that.
Tito Jackson?
Yeah, he might be a good person to meet.
I had Ryan Reynolds in mind. I had Ryan Reynolds and Maya Angelou. What kind of day am I having?
Tito probably got some stories, okay?
Alright, so Bob Marley... Neville Goddard.
Tito.
That's crazy. Nipsey. And... we should be working. I'll go Kobe.
Mm. All right. My honorable mention... Can I do an honorable mention?
Yeah, listen. You can go to your second roster if you
can
want
to. Can I do an honorable mention too?
Yeah, yeah. You can go. Yeah.
Left Eye.
Good. I was gonna say DMX.
I was gonna say Shaq.
Shaq.
Can you imagine that?
Suck it up, Shaq. That's good.
Yeah, y'all got some good people, man. Y'all definitely made me think. I definitely would want to hang out with Kobe. My serious five would probably be like Kobe, Nipsey.
Your serious five to hang out with?
Yeah.
What was
your
first one?
Yeah. Well, this was just like if I was talking about if I was going to meet people for like.
He trying to get the ratings.
Nah. I was saying if I was going to meet people just to get wisdom from, like to solely get wisdom from, it would probably be like Kobe, Nipsey, like that would be more serious, Malcolm X, something like that, like the more serious people. But like just because I like the other people, would be like, I think it would be a cool day or entertaining day.
You pick some wise people, they're gonna give you like insight and inspiration and stuff like that without you even realizing that it's happening.
Yeah. But
especially Maya.
You see that that carpet? You know, life is like a carpet.
Sometimes you get rug burns.
Nah, like, I was gonna say something about like the pattern it weaves in and out. It's ebbs and flows. If you look closely, just something like that.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
Who would have been telling me that?
Maya.
Maya would have been talking to me about the carpets.
That
carpentry.
Horror Prince.
Yeah,
I feel like Prince. I feel like Prince probably has a bunch of. I don't even know if swatches is the right word. Carpet swatches in his. I feel like he just has a bunch of them. Like he had a bunch of them laid out. Just like I think this is the fabric the carpet that I would like to have in my studio
today.
And it was just like I feel like that's something that he would do.
Oh, wow.
And they just swap it out every day.
my next. Oh, do you have any other honorable mentions? Before I go into the next one of the other ones that I was thinking.
Dr. Sebi.
She want the real wisdom.
Hey,
want
yeah.
that health.
Yeah.
I got two of them. One top five that I was going to say was if you had, it was top five comedians that you wish could teach you how to tell jokes.
Ooh.
Bernie Mac.
Dang.
That was my number one. Bernie Mac, Eddie Murphy.
Dang, you just taking my whole list. Go ahead.
All right, Bernie Mac, Eddie Murphy, Jamie Foxx.
Hey, good. Who else? And again, they teaching you their formula for how they get their jokes. This is how you tell a joke. This is how you make a funny.
All right. So if my life depended on it, who my top five teachers, I would go. Yeah, Bernie Mac, Eddie Murphy, Jamie Foxx.
I'm not mad at it. I'll let you slide for right now.
Go ahead.
Oh, I do Bernie, of course. I do Dave Chappelle.
Let me take off one of my Bernies.
Take on one of the Bernies and get throw Dave in it. Yeah. Bernie Mac, Dave Chappelle. I'll put Jamie because Jamie Foxx is funny. The fourth option. Who is funny? I might do Patrice O'Neal. I just like how Patrice O'Neal. He was funny. And my shout out Patrice O'Neal. Rest in peace. And my fifth. I might say Cat Williams.
Okay, this is no particular order. I'm gonna do Monique, Just Hilarious, Cat Williams. Raphael Sadiq.
I forgot my boy Raphael.
And, Oh, we can use other people's. Bernie Mac. Mine was going to be Bernie Mac, Eddie Murphy, and then I didn't have nobody else in my head except for those two people. So
my order would be.
Those would be Bernie my six.
Mac, Dave Chappelle, Bernie Mac.
Part two with Bernie.
Yeah, so I get more wisdom.
I go young Bernie.
Old Bernie,
yeah.
Word. Young Bernie is, I ain't scared of you, mother.
Yeah.
That Bernie? Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's where we started.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah.
We go to Dave Chappelle because the storytelling is intricate.
And young,
how you do it.
Young Dave is funny. Young Dave was like, old Dave is funny too. But young Dave was funny to me.
Oh, y'all want me?
Oh, my bad.
I said my stuff.
If y'all happen to have any files y'all want to, y'all can jump in. I got one more.
I was prepared for albums.
Okay, I told you we.
But that's regular.
Yeah, that's why I said uncommon top five. So
yeah,
my next one.
Uncommon top five.
Yeah,
my top five albums it will be uncommon, but.
Okay.
Deep.
Okay. Top five favorite characters from TV shows.
Are they humans?
Doesn't matter.
Michael Kyle.
When I tell you I did, that was not on my bingo card of guesses. What is that? All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Michael Kyle.
Michael Kyle, favorite characters, TV shows.
Bernie Mac.
I was thinking that, but I'm gonna go Michael Kyle, TV shows. Dang, that's difficult. I ain't watched TV in a long time.
This one actually is difficult.
Favorite characters. I know it's Michael Kyle.
Like he said, I'm gonna lock in Michael Kyle. Yeah. Michael Kyle is locked in.
Dwayne Wayne.
Okay.
Okay, that's a good.
That's
one.
Good. That's good. Respectable young man. Uh huh. Well, he old now, but respectable.
I think I'll go Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx show. We got Michael Kyle, Dwayne Wayne, Jamie Foxx. Can I do another group?
No.
I can't?
But, the kids next door.
Okay. Nah, not that.
No, well,
I was going to say Freestyle Unity.
Oh my goodness.
Actually, scratch Freestyle Unity. I like Hakeem. There you go, Hakeem.
Hakeem.
All right.
Freestyle Unity is wild. So the whole group is crazy.
We got Michael Kyle.
Burna Mac.
Michael Kyle.
Everybody Hates Chris. I love
it. I did like Everybody Hates Chris. That's a funny show. That show was hilarious, but I'm not gonna go with that one. We got Michael Kyle, Jamie Foxx, Dwayne Wayne, Hakeem, and one more. Favorite people from TV shows. I might say Nikki Parker.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
Okay. Yeah. I ain't mad at that. It's just funny that you chose all sitcoms. You ain't choose
no serious shows.
Really watch serious shows. I watch serious movies. The only serious show I really watched was
Snowfall.
Ah,
Franklin Saint.
But yeah, I like my top five.
Okay. You want to go? You can go.
Okay.
You got them queued up and ready. I didn't think about this.
I don't. I just have a few queued up. So I would say Raven in That So Raven. I would say Susie from the Rugrats.
That's good. Black Queen.
Rudy from The Cosby Show.
Word. So quiet.
I know. I was just thinking that. Okay. So I got three. I got two more. So Raven, Susie, Rudy. I'm going to say House.
Ooh. Okay.
And
that was a serious show I watched.
Yeah. That was my show.
Y'all want to hang out with Dexter?
Absolutely not. I definitely would. No, because he wouldn't laugh at my jokes. And he would just
probably
be like,
would.
He didn't have like a, I need a, like.
You sound like, you know who you sound like? You need to laugh at your jokes? The mom from Sister Sister.
Yes.
That's what you need.
Jack A. I need that kind of laugh.
Yeah, that's the laughter that you need.
I want to hang out with Dexter, though, because I think I would ask too many questions and I would be suspicious and I would want to know more, but then also don't want to incriminate myself. So I just don't need to, me and Dexter don't need to hang out.
Yes, but you say that was five? I can't
remember. No, I still got one more. Okay, I got one more. I'll just let you know why I don't want to hang out with Dexter. okay, so. And you said no groups.
Nah.
Okay, so I can't do sister.
I mean,
I can't do both of them.
Same person.
No, they're not. They are two individual people. The disrespect.
No disrespect. Twins, it's like a package deal.
No, it's not.
Not?
No.
That's so disrespectful.
When I used to play basketball, recreation when I was little, at the Boys and Girls Club, if you was siblings, you could be a package deal.
When you get them...
That's how I was. So it was on that type of time. Pardon me.
No.
I don't think that's how that works in life outside of the Boys and Girls Club. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got one more. I have one more. And this is like TV shows or cartoons.
Yeah.
Let's say Kim Possible.
Or I would say Hey Arnold. I forgot about my boy Arnold and Gerald. Can they be a package deal? Same show, best friend.
You know,
that could be honorable mentions.
Word.
I ain't mad at that. I'm gonna take from Breeze Jamie Foxx in the Jamie Foxx show.
I forgot one. I remember what my other one was actually Moesha.
That's good. Moesha. Now it's crazy. I asked this question and I'm drawing a blank on all of the shows. I keep thinking Flex Washington.
Okay, that's one. That's
two. Yeah, Flat App. I think that would just be funny. He'd just be funny. But to be honest, I think I find his best friend, Dwayne. Is it Dwayne?
Dwayne
is funny. He might be my favorite character on that show because he is hilarious. For the funny, I'm just gonna do it people that I find funny at this point. Yeah, so Jamie Foxx, Dwayne, if I'm doing a cartoon, probably Jackie Chan from Jackie Chan Adventures.
Mm.
And then, hold on. Who else do I got from a let me do one serious show. What serious shows did I watch?
House.
I was thinking House, Breaking Bad.
Did you watch Dexter?
Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah. It was too much killing.
Breaking Bad. That was too much killing.
Yeah, too much killing. My mom used to watch it, so I didn't necessarily watch it like that.
Did you watch like Narcos?
No, I never watched Narcos.
I tried. I couldn't get into it.
I never seen
it. Too many drugs.
Mr. Snowfall? Franklin Saint? But
that was history. That was a history lesson.
Oh, history, okay. Alright. I don't know if that was history. What am I at? 4?
Are you?
I thought I said Jamie, Dwayne, Jackie Chan, Flex, and this is such a weird 5. As I'm going through this is crazy. What other shows do we watch? The shows
Smart
I like.
Guy. You watch Snowfall.
I did watch Snowfall. I never finished.
Grey's Anatomy. Scandal.
What was it? Papa Pope.
That's actually
Papa Pope was a good character.
Papa Pope reminded me of Myron Golden.
Yes.
He do. I'm gonna do 5 with Pope just because I can't think of nobody else right now. Those are my 5 for right this second.
That's good. Okay.
Y'all got any? Y'all want me to just keep going?
Keep going.
I was gonna say top 5 villains in a movie or a TV show. Mm.
Top 5 villains.
Dun, dun, dun.
I only got 1 that I can think of.
Who is? Top
5 villains.
Oh, actually, hold on.
He got 2. He got 3.
Well, hold on, I got 2 right now.
His fingers keep.
I got
multiply.
I got Sukuna from Jujutsu Kaisen. Mm,
that's a good
I got
one.
The Joker from The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm. I only got one.
Well, you said from TV shows.
Movie or TV
okay,
show.
Yeah. I don't want to do Thanos because that's kind of like he regular.
Compared to Sukuna.
Oh yeah, yeah. That boy regular. Dog. That boy dog. He mean.
I would like to see them fight.
I mean,
Thanos with the glove and Sukuna. Mm-hmm. We'll love to see it. Somebody out there make that happen.
I'm trying to think. Who are other villains in movies? Why am I drawing a blank on movies?
I don't know. I got 2. I got Shigo from Kim Possible. And I got, Dr. Oct from Spider-Man. Mm. The one with Tobey Maguire.
Mm. Yeah, he was the best Spider-Man.
Yeah. Hands down.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
Well,
Tom is a close
Holland,
second.
He be doing a good
That's
job.
The newest one?
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He be doing a good job. You know, shout out to you.
He got more movies, so
he definitely did.
He's a good actor.
He is a really good actor. Know. Yeah.
The movie that he did with
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
That was good. That was
Uncharted.
Uncharted. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He a good actor.
But my villains.
Villainous hands.
Villain. I mean, of course, Joker. I would take the Joker. I like Venom.
I would be getting confused with Venom. Like, I'd be like, are you the good guy, the bad guy? What's happening?
Venom is supposed to be the bad guy in everyone. Yeah.
But he does have a hero story as well.
But in the like live action movie that they did of him,
yeah, he's like a anti-hero. I think that's the classification.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, this is feeling very hero-ish.
He's
like,
a villain towards Spider-Man, but the hero of his
own story.
Of his own species. Yeah, alien.
He an alien?
Yeah, like some goop.
That took over the guy. I ain't seen that movie in a long time, so. Okay.
Another villain or villain slash bad guy.
I got one.
Slash, it's not a antagonist, it's the
protagonist.
Protagonist.
I was just saying the opposite word.
Not Professor Clump, but whoever he turned in.
Yo, Professor, you
said I can't remember the name.
Buddy Love?
Buddy Love.
Buddy Love! Oh my goodness.
Antagonist. Sasuke.
That's not fair. He's not really a villain.
I mean, he is the antagonist to the protagonist.
Alright, I'll let you slide with.
Alright.
Okay, so villain. I mean
I only had two, so I can't say that.
Technically. As far as I got in Naruto.
You just helped me remember who my favorite characters was. It was Itachi. But
word.
My bad. You just want to say something?
I had came up with another villain, but I forgot. Villain? I like the Riddler.
Questions.
Yeah, I was always intrigued by the Riddler. And then, so that's three. I got three now. And then Mojo Jojo.
Oh, man.
He was a good one.
Yeah, boy, we're just getting beat up every.
I am Mojo Jojo. It was good. And you said, we named him my favorite, my top five. We didn't say they had to be a good villain. Like, they just had to be my favorite. And then I was going to say, like, Poison Ivy, but I don't really. I just like Poison Ivy, like, the aesthetic. Not the plant, though. Not the plant. But I do feel like there is another villain that I'm not thinking of.
Should have told us ahead of time so we could prepare.
Nah, man, this is a lot better. I get to see what y'all think of on the fly.
I just thought of this question.
My mind be blank.
You just gave us five. We was only at two.
Yeah, I think I got one more still.
All right,
I'm on to the next.
I got another one. So
go ahead.
This one's probably easy, but top five shows you'd like to live in.
That I would like to live in.
Yep. You get to live in that universe.
Where are the peaceful shows at?
I was thinking that. Let me think that I would like to live in. I would probably want to live.
I only got one right now.
Which one you got?
Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Oh, that's good.
Or just that Avatar.
Just The Last Airbender.
You live there?
I mean, yeah, it was war, but I mean, at least I'd be able to fly, you know what I'm saying? Or some move some water or something, throw a rock, bend some fire.
Rock. You could do that now.
Yeah, I can't fly like that, not by myself.
I could throw a rock,
but.
As that would be interesting, though. Would you be what element would you be? I guess not an airbender.
I would be an airbender.
Well, if he was the last airbender, then...
I mean, I would just be the Avatar. I'll deal with it.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I think airbender is probably the coolest one.
I'm surprised you didn't pick water.
So I was going to say next would be water for me. The idea of flying is cool. I mean, water is fire, so it would be water is fire. But it would be air, then water for me, and then
fire.
Yeah, fire.
And then earth.
Yeah.
You don't want to be able to throw rocks? You're unimpressed because you can do that now? But you can't throw a boulder. Alright. What you got?
That's the only one I got right now.
Are these cartoons or just TV shows?
Just TV shows. Literally any show. I only have, that was the first one I thought of.
I would live in the Bernie Mac show. That'd be funny.
Living in real life.
Why not? I'll live Bernie Mac show. I'll live in Hey Arnold world.
That's cool.
Rugrats. They always went on adventures.
I thought this was a perfect time for Kids Next Door.
Yeah. They always fighting.
He asked for the peaceful shows.
Oh, I was like, what?
I can deal with Bernie Mac yelling, but we at war?
Where's your sense of adventure?
Huh? Rugrats. Imagination. Where else? Shows.
You don't want to live in a taco site?
Nah, if I don't want to live in a kitchen, definitely not about to live in no attack on Titan. I don't know where I would want to live at. Hey Arnold, peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Bernie Mac show, peaceful. What else did I say?
Rugrats,
yeah. Fun, adventurous. Where else? What other shows did I watch?
You asking me what shows you watch?
I'm just thinking out loud.
I got two.
Okay.
I got three.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Possible.
She said, I'm just going to milk that show
I would actually be excited to live in that show.
That would be cool.
And then I was thinking Franklin. Hey, it's Franklin. I would be an animal in that show, but you know.
What kind of animal would you be?
I would probably be, I feel like I would be a rabbit.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know why, but when I'm going through my Rolodex of animals, the ones that will be live there, I would be a rabbit.
A turtle.
Yeah, he was a turtle, so I would be a rabbit. The tortoise and the hare. And then my other one was, Arthur.
And we just said TV shows, then we said movies.
Said TV shows. We can do movies shows. Next.
And then, so that's three. And then, are we only doing cartoon movies? Shows?
Literally, it could be whatever. The first one I named was Avatar, just because.
I would probably live in okay, so I got two that I'm thinking of. I would either live in I can name both because I got two more. That's So Raven, because they were funny and they was interesting. And she had visions, and I would just want to know what it was like to be around that or to have visions. It would be cool. And then the other one was, dang it. Oh. Sweet Life of Zach and Cody.
I was trying to think of so let me go with Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. There's no hotel, room service. Yeah. Mr. Mosby.
Yeah, I would definitely be there. Not when it was on the cruise. I just want the Sweet Life, not the Sweet Life one on deck.
On deck.
Yeah, because I don't need to be on a cruise ship. I'll be in the hotel, and I'll be in the Tipton Suite.
And for some adventure, I'll go Kids Next Door. Kids Next Door, Hey Arnold, Bernie Mac show.
What?
I don't remember the other ones that I said.
That was.
I'll go Sweet Life and.
Naruto.
Nah, they be dying in that time. You be 14 and they send you out to war. And it's like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah, I'm not living in any anime. That's not happening. And Jamie Foxx show, did I say that already?
Nah.
Or would I live in Jamie Foxx show?
That's good. The only one I said was Avatar. A part of me wanted to say Ed and Eddie just so I can get a jawbreaker, because they always look delicious. But I'm not gonna do them.
They got jawbreakers in real life.
I know, but like theirs look like
it was good.
Yeah, like how Jimmy Neutron's stuff. I might do Jimmy Neutron too. Fairly
Odd Parents. About that show.
But
Fairly Odd Parents.
But yeah, maybe if I'm doing two cartoons, I probably would do Jamie Foxx show too. I'll do Jamie Foxx show. They funny. And I need two more TV shows. What was on Nickelodeon? I feel like I'm missing something. Who's on Nick at Night?
George Lopez. George Lopez. Oh, my.
Oh man.
Waking up today at 3 a.m. Man. Woo! All you see is.
Yo, hilarious. Dang, I don't know what else I'm gonna do. A real life show. Real life show.
What else was on Nick at Night? Full House was on Nick at Night.
I was gonna say I was gonna feel old if I said King of Queens, but King of Queens would be hilarious.
That's a good show. I love that show.
Yeah,
that show funny.
It's good. It's good. It's on Peacock.
Yeah, they got the whole thing on Peacock.
Where I don't have any intentions on watching it, but
I know. But
if you want to watch it, it's on Peacock.
And
or you can just watch us.
We're on YouTube.
Last one. Dang. I'm going to just do American Dragon, Jake Long.
American Dragon.
As long as I can get it turned into
American
a dragon, I'm cool.
Dragon.
That's all I can think of right now.
That was a good show, too.
So
y'all don't want to be in Danny Phantom?
I forgot about my boy, Danny.
Young Danny Phantom, he was just 14. I know we was just singing this song the other day.
Danny.
But also,
Danny.
Would I want to be in Danny Phantom? Because, like, I wouldn't be able to see the ghosts and stuff. Oh, man. What was you about to say, though?
I was going to say, did y'all want to do movies?
We can. Like, top five just movies or top five movies that we want to live in?
Second one.
That we want to live in? I gotta think.
One that I would do is Rush Hour. First one. Another one that
Go ahead, I'm gonna let you go. I was saying, I love that movie. Fine. But then I was like, but then you a cop and it's actually dangerous. They just funny. Like it's dangerous. Like people funny. People be getting
somebody
shot.
Somebody got kidnapped.
Yeah. like they kidnapped Soo Young. Like Soo Young. Yeah. They kidnapped Soo Young. But yeah, I just wanted you to know it's funny because they funny, but in real life that's actually not a funny job. Go ahead, that's not funny at all.
I would be the cop.
$50 million.
I would live there.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
A fly on the wall. Another one. Whatever movie that we watch with the ducks and they had to fly to.
It was like some vacation.
I wanted to say hibernation something, but
I don't know. But they met the pigeons.
Yeah, that movie was funny. Delroy!
But yeah, I would live there. Movies. I'm going to just go with the first movies that come to my mind. I'm nervous. All right. Uncharted.
What's that?
Uncharted, the one we were talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll live there. Project Adam.
The one we talked about with Tom Holland.
Oh, okay. You said the one we was talking about, and that answered no questions for me. We talked about a lot of things. Go ahead.
Yeah, Project Adam. One. And, Ride Along. No one ever gets hurt in the Kevin Hart movie. Actually,
remember that one the heist movie that we watched?
I was about to say.
Wait, heist movie.
When with the girl, where he was like a bank robber.
Kevin Hart. Oh.
People was getting hurt. People was dying.
Well,
spoiler alert, I guess. But
Ride Along.
All right.
I only got two. I'm gonna do Men in Black.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do that. I don't know why I keep wanting to say Avatar with the blue people, but I don't want to be in that universe. I don't want to live there. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. Yeah, it's like I don't care about if I'm gonna be a 10-foot alien. I'm good.
Stepping into anime territory.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm gonna say yeah, Men in Black. I'm gonna say man. I'm not going to say no Denzel movies because Denzel movies be too serious. And it'd be a lot of it'd be too much danger. I mean, nah, I was gonna say as long as I'm one of his friends, but I was like, nah, his friends, they'd be catching him, they'd be using him as fuel, bait, yeah. Yep. Who else? What other movies? Movies. What are my favorite movies?
That's named tough. Them.
I said Men in Black.
Yeah, you named your favorite movies on
I mean, I like Rush Hour. I just don't know if I would want to live in Rush Hour.
He didn't say he was going to be the main characters in Rush Hour.
He's going to be one of the side characters?
Yeah.
Oh, he really might get popped in.
He might get his car taken.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, my car. That's my car. They really be doing LAPD. But what other movies are there? You can go ahead, Cuff, huh?
Oh, who wants to be in that movie?
Wait, what movie?
He said Taken.
Excuse me?
It was a happy ending.
You want to be in Taken?
I don't. I'm just giving y'all movies.
That's
nobody want to be in that movie.
Y'all trying to think of the perfect answer.
The danger is in the title.
This is rapid fire.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm doing rapid fire, I don't want to live in none of those. I was thinking the Maze Runner. I was thinking I'm trying to value my life in these scenarios. That's the only reason I'm thinking of something else. And I was doing my best to avoid a bunch of Will Smith movies.
My brain is remembering zero movies at this moment.
Zootopia.
That was my first one. That was actually my first one when you were talking. But then after that, I was like, I don't know. What other movies would I want to be in? What movies are there?
Man on Fire.
I wouldn't want to be in that movie either.
Inception.
I want to be in Limitless.
Mm-hmm. I want to be in Limitless. That's a good one. I want to be in Into the Spider-Verse, but I just think it would be a cool universe to be in.
Yeah, I would want to be in maybe like the first Iron Man. Maybe I'll get a suit.
There is my suit.
I want to be in The Incredibles. That's dangerous too.
Yeah, them heroes be dying. What do you really think? Like, them heroes be dying.
They do. Or be getting targeted. But I think it would be cool to have superpowers, so I would want to be in there. You know, maybe I'll be an X-Men.
Yeah.
I'll be one of the extras.
The extra mutants.
My car!
Yeah, that'll be me.
One of the movies, whatever Kid Cudi movie was on.
Oh, Galactic.
Intergalactic, I thought
That's what it's called?
I thought it was Intergalactic.
Something like that.
I knew it started with an E.
Yeah.
Oh.
Intergalactic, I believe.
I thought Intergalactic started with an I.
Yeah, but it's like enter, like walk in.
Oh. Because I was like, hold on, and I'm thinking of the wrong movie. You know what? I would want to be in the Cheetah Girls.
Cheetah Girls movie.
That's the first one, though. The first one, because it started, you know, once Raven left, things started getting a little rocky for me, my attention span. But yeah, I will be in the Cheetah Girls, and I will be in some other Disney Channel movie, you know, just to, I don't know, they be doing regular life stuff. I might be in the one where the
they jump a rope.
Jump in. I wasn't gonna say that one. I was gonna say the one when I think it's the guy, he's like a part mermaid or something like that.
I know what she's talking about. I don't know what movie that is.
I can't remember the name of the movie either, but I could just picture it. Like every time he touch water, his
gills.
Yeah, he start getting gills and stuff like that. I would want to be in that one. Why? I don't know. I don't remember, but that's the one that popped in my head.
I'm surprised that Breeze ain't say he wanted to be in 17 again.
That's my life. All I do is go see Mr. Barbershop. Take years off.
That is hilarious.
Oh, y'all are funny.
That was a good movie though. Mm-hmm. Sister.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why we not calling them by their names.
I don't know which one was in it.
Both Tia and Tamara. It was both of them. Yeah. Tamara was the grandma, and then Tia was the granddaughter. Gotcha. And then Taj was the grandson. Yeah, they was all in that movie. They was getting them checks, honey. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm back. I'm back.
Oh man.
But yeah. What books would y'all want to? Never mind.
What's your top five books? Rapid fire.
Top five books. Top five dead or alive books. You squared. We've been reading a lot of self-help books. Their Eyes Were Watching God. Like, are we talking? We're talking just any books? Mm-hmm. Okay, Their Eyes Were Watching God. I'm going to say You Squared. I'm going to say, I'm drawing a blank on the books that I've read. And I know I've read a lot of books.
Tennis is easy.
I don't want to name all these self-help books because, well, they're not all self-help books, but like personal development books, because that's what I've been reading a lot lately. But yes, 10X is easier than 2X. I really do like that book. Come back to me.
I'm going to say Alchemist. As a Man Thinketh. Right now, you know, the more I listen to it a few times now, I'm going to say The Go-Giver.
That is a good book.
If I'm thinking of a book that's, let me see if I can throw in a novel. What novels did I read?
This is where I feel like.
What novels did I read? I understand why you didn't want to put a bunch of self-help books in there, because
ever since we was in the book club, I've been on this personal development journey of, like, I think I've only read one novel since then. I think I really only read one novel since you had started your book club. I will say one book that's in my top five is Too Blessed to Be Stressed. I really like that book. Uh-huh. And my, I guess, last one would be, what?
Go ahead.
Because you took the ones out. The Alchemist is definitely in my top five. I can name a bunch of books, but I'm just like,
He said rapid fire.
That's as rapid as I named five.
Oh, I was going to say, all right, Game of Life.
Oh, that's a good one.
And How to Play It. And the last one, what's a book that I read? Oh, The War of Art.
Oh, that was a good one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, those is my top five right now.
You, sir.
Richest Man in Babylon, The Go-Giver, Four Agreements, Children of Blood and Bone. That was a good one. I still ain't finished it, but it's good. And one more. What would my last one be? My last book. My last book would be Don't you still got one more to go?
No, I did all mine.
We did all our five, buddy.
Yeah.
All of my five, buddy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. My last one would be. Rick Rubin book. I don't even know.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you. The Creative Act, The Way of Being. That's one of my favorites. I got to throw that on there. About to take out. Nobody take out As a Man Thinking.
You could do an honorable
mention. Honorable mention is, if I do an honorable it would be a whole nother five of honorable mentions.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to be here all day with y'all.
We've been reading some good books, y'all. We've been reading some real good books lately. I almost named the book I just started today.
Right there.
Yeah, well, I was like, no, I didn't even start chapter one for real yet. I only got through the introduction. But all right, y'all got any more top fives? Well, you want to do top five albums?
That was the only top five I had.
Come on, then.
All right, go ahead, man.
Bring it on.
My top five albums would be Till Shiloh, Buju, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, Thriller, The Best of Denise Williams, and that was a good one.
I just never thought I'd
fire.
I just didn't know.
Tap in. And No Ceilings. That's not an album, but that's an album.
But yeah, it worked. I was gonna say my top five. My personal top five, I'm going to go, to be honest, I might throw Jamie Foxx album on there. First one, Unpredictable. I just love that album. I might go, if we throw in mixtapes as albums, I will go Friday Night Lights.
Cole.
Yeah. If we go in, yeah, those two, I'm going to go, my personal top five albums, I might go Lauren. Yeah, Lauren, Miseducation. And I got two more. I'm not even going to think. I'm going to say Good Kid, and I'll say Thriller.
Okay.
You ready?
I was going to say Kiara by Kiara Sheard. I love that album.
Go on.
Come to My Garden by Minnie Riperton. I'm trying to remember. Well, I'm going through the albums that I've been listening to. Well, I haven't listened to them in a while. I don't know. Part of me wants to name people and not albums, but The Gift, The Lion King album by Beyonce.
Okay, I ain't even mad at it. That's a really good album.
Okay,
what did they say?
That's three. I'm going to say Jasmine Sullivan.
The Best of Jasmine Sullivan.
All of them. All of them. Which one is my favorite? I'm going to say Love Me Back by Jasmine Sullivan. This one was good, too. I'm going to say Love Me Back by Jasmine Sullivan. Ooh, this one was good, too. Okay. And, you know what? This album I haven't listened to in a while, but Side Effects of You by Fantasia. I really love that album.
Yeah. That was the first one?
No. Oh. Her first one was Free Yourself. This was her second album.
Well, you better act like you know.
This is her 2013
album. Go ahead and free yourself.
Then don't talk to me.
Come on.
That song was called Free Yourself?
Go ahead and free yourself.
But that's a good, that's my song.
And guess what? But act like you know. Miss Fantasia.
But yeah, that's my top five. Just like off the top of my head. Those are albums that I love. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Do I have any more?
Yeah,
I can continuously come up with them, but I think... Or unless y'all like y'all done?
I mean, go ahead.
I think so, for the sake of the episode.
That's why I said I'll be coming up with them all the time.
I was going to say we could do one more and just like the top five artists that are alive.
Oh, my top five artists that are alive?
We'll end with the common things.
Top five artists that are alive. Michael. I'll put Kendrick in there. Michael, Kendrick. Personal top five.
They don't mean that they're the best of the best. This is like personally, this is who you like to listen to.
They had to make an album
together. Oh, the ultimate album. That's a toughie.
I'm gonna still take Michael because that man don't miss. It would be Michael. I would like to see D'Angelo as well. That would be cool.
On an R&B band.
Yeah, but then I would want to have Michael, D'Angelo. I'll keep Kendrick in there. Let's get some ladies in there. What ladies I'm going to do? Yeah, it's probably be R&B. More R&B focus. I might throw Jasmine in there. And Last lady. I'll do Beyonce.
You want to go or you want me to go?
You can go.
Yeah, I was off the top. I couldn't think of nobody else.
I'm going Michael. Michael Jackson. And I'm going to go Whitney Houston.
I forgot about Whitney.
And then I am going to go.
How did I forget Whitney?
I would wanna put Wayne on there.
That's good.
Yeah, Michael, Whitney, Wayne,
Curtis Mayfield. I'm sorry.
To be honest, I don't even know who that is.
We'll tell you later.
You know, Diamond in the
Back. I might know a song.
Diamond in the Back.
That's Curtis Mayfield. Curtis.
Oh my goodness!
Is that Curtis? Curtis, I know you, man. Call me, Curtis. Curtis. I've been trying to get in touch with you, Curtis.
Curtis,
dang, where you been at, man?
Well, yeah, I'm not adding Curtis to my album, but I know Curtis.
If I'm not mistaken, that's Curtis Mayfield.
So yeah, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston. Weezy F Baby, not just Wayne, but Weezy F Baby.
And the F is for phenomenal.
Who else? I also would like to see Rod Wave on there, and then I would go. Dang, I just got one more.
Like he named seven.
Yeah,
people.
I was about to say he definitely. I think he passed the five.
Nah, I named Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, Weezy F Baby. Rod
Wave. Oh, okay.
I feel like, yeah.
And.
Oh, it's because we said Curtis.
Curtis! I would go her.
Her, okay.
Her is a good one. That's a good one.
All right. So I'm going to say Ella Fitzgerald, DMX, Brandy. I got two more. Let's go Left Eye. And me.
Okay. Hey, five.
Am I allowed to pick me?
I think so. You're an artist.
I guess.
You got music out.
I guess.
All right, let me pick somebody else. Because I'm working on not picking people that y'all already picked. Because y'all know I want Michael on there.
You can go ahead, Bill.
But maybe I'll put Prince on
there. We had Bernie on there. No, not list, but we all had Bernie on our list for...
Comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'll do Michael, and then we're going to try and get Prince on there, too. We're going to see what he say. So that'll be my ultimate album.
Oh, so just make sure he's not on the exact same song as Michael every time, and you'll be good.
We'll see what happens. We'll leave it up to the mixing engineer. They don't have to know. They'll probably hate me at the end. Anyways, but thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
Comment below. Let us know what your top fives are. Pick any of the ones that we just talked about. Let us know what your top fives are. Do you like our top fives? Do you hate our top fives?
Do you have any other uncommon top fives that we should have talked about?
Word. Just let us know. Also, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And if you liked this video, you're going to love the next one. Bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.